Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 3 through 9. The Reverend Timothy Shar is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Hebrews chapter 12. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We've all been there, eager, even excited about the task that is before us, confident that we will bring it to successful completion. But then something happens. It might be suddenly, or it might be a slow creep that builds into our bodies, when all of a sudden that assurance is replaced by uncertainty. And there's a weariness that kind of wraps around you and embraces you. You begin to feel faint-hearted and try to fight against that. You wonder if what you are actually doing will succeed. You lose heart. You can't help but thinking to yourself, what happened? Well, you are caught up in the struggle against sin. Satan is always trying to undo the good works of God that he has prepared for us to walk into each day. And he's always trying to mess with our minds and our confidence and literally our faith in Christ Jesus himself. Where is the Lord when things begin to turn darker for you? Why does he seem so far off when times of trouble befall you? Why doesn't he come quickly to your aid? Well, our text reminds us, my son, do not regard the discipline of the Lord lightly, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one that he loves and chastises every son whom he receives. In the midst of these fears of failure and doubt and uncertainty and darkness, when God appears to our presence to be and our feelings so far away, he's not. God is not abandoning you. He is drawing you closer to himself as a beloved son, his precious child. Well, how do we get in these mixes? Well, I think it's easy for us to become confident to the point that given a daily task we've done many times before, we're confident that I can do this. No problem. If something new arises, well, we may think about it a little bit more, but because of what we've accomplished in the past, we're confident, I got this. No worries. But forgotten is the Lord who has given you both your abilities and your experiences. God sometimes needs to discipline us, to remind us from whom all blessings flow. And sometimes we are faced with adversities that add up upon each other so that it feels like all we can do is look up. And that's what God really wants us to do, to look up to Him. As Psalm 121 says, "My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth." He is your creator, your redeemer, and your sanctifier. But we don't often want to acknowledge that as we should. These times that we go through when we feel that God is so far away are deadly to faith if we trust on our feelings. But God has given us an objective word outside of ourselves, that He loves us and that we are His, and that He has called us by name, and we belong to our God. And yet sometimes we're slow learners. We have to keep on going before we find out that, no, it really is that simple. Trust in the Lord with all your hearts and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Ah, what should we do in these times of despair and difficulty when discipline is coming upon us? Our text offers a proactive counsel. Consider Him who endured from sinners such hostility against Himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. Consider Him, that is our Lord Jesus Christ, for in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. Consider Him, our Lord Jesus Christ, for He Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree, that we may die to sin and live for righteousness. For by His wounds you have been healed. Consider Him when you feel like the world is against you and you're all alone in the struggles you are facing. He committed Himself into the Father's hands. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in His mouth. When He was reviled, He did not revile in return. When He suffered, He did not threaten, but continued entrusting Himself to Him who judges justly. Consider Him, our Lord Jesus Christ, as He hung upon the cross. He cried out the most despairing cry in the scriptures. My God, why have you forsaken me? The Father turned His back on His Son as He suffered in your place and mine. But Jesus never lost confidence. He quoted Psalm 31, "Into your hands I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God." And He breathed His last and died. Consider Him, our Lord Jesus Christ, who invites each and every one of us, "Come to me, all you who are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest," Jesus says. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. You may or may not have suffered yet to the point of shedding blood, our text says. But Jesus has shed His blood for you as a gift of love. And He invites you to come to eat and to drink His body and His blood, so that He Himself may embrace you from the inside out and remind you that He carries your weariness in Himself. He strengthens faint hearts, and He stops the wobbling knees and gives them confidence to stand firm. Consider Him who does this all for you. For in Jesus, you are loved by the Heavenly Father, and He disciplines us and you and me for your good, that we may share in His holiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.